Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
He had his suspicions.
Okay, yo sospechaba.
And he drove by the club, saw my car. Y pues se metió, se sentó, ella lo vio primero con su hermano.
No, el hermano, trajo al hermano.
Trajo a su familia.
And she was talking to a customer, and I was talking to a customer.
And then I was like, oh!
And I literally go like this.
What is up, everyone? I'm your host, Alan Iced, and welcome to Noche de Pendejadas, your favorite talk show turned podcast, en donde yo traigo a tus influencers favoritos para chismear y sacarles sus trapitos al sol. Please help me welcome tonight's guest, Sarah and Giselle. ¿Cómo están? ¿Cómo están, amigas?
Bien, bien.
First of all, thank you so much for being here, porque yo sé que tuvieron que manejar, ¿cuánto? ¿Una hora y media?
An hour and a half, sí, una hora y media.
Ay, you guys, pero vamos a estar aquí, you guys, las tenemos a las dos. Ando un poquito nervioso, güey, un poquito emocionado también, pero yo ya estoy aquí, sentado, listo para conocerlas un poquito más. So, para la gente que a lo mejor no las conoce o que no las ha visto, denos un poquito de quién son y qué hacen.
Now, I guess, podemos decir que somos influencers. It's because this is kind of new for us,
yeah.
You know? I feel like we recently started to
go in more deeper into it.
Grow it, yeah, get deeper into it, kind of dedicate ourselves to social media now, for real. It's kind of weird calling ourselves like, oh, now we do social media, but that's what we do.
Like imposter syndrome, right?
Ah, you're like, bitch, yo ni sé lo que hago. Yo nomás sé que hago videos en YouTube y esto. Honestly, you guys are influencers. Yo las miro and I'm like, oh my God. Like, yo antes, independientemente de que supiera más of your guys' backstory, ya cuando I started doing some digging, yo pensaba que nomás se dedicaban a eso del influencing. Porque las miraba en TikTok con todos sus videos and I'm like, oh my God, they're so fucking funny. Yo nunca, like, I would have thought that you guys have been doing this for a while now. ¿Cuántos años ya tienen haciéndolo?
I think taking it seriously
this year, right?
Maybe 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
And but I've had my YouTube channel for, how long have we had our YouTube channels?
A while.
Maybe like a couple years, but no lo tomamos
en serio.
Too seriously. But now we are taking it really
You're like,
seriously.
Ahora sí, ya no tenemos otra.
No more games.
Que to take it fucking seriously. So yo quiero empezar primerito con lo primero. Yo quiero conocerlas un poquito más y les voy a preguntar una pregunta que yo le pregunto a todos. How were Sarah and Giselle growing up?
We've known each other for 10 years.
Oh, shit.
So half of our growing up was together in high school. But I guess your personality kind of stems when you're like in middle school, right? Mm-hmm. We were always kind of funny. Like, siempre éramos like chistosadas.
Making, like, tipo random.
Yeah, we would make videos. We would do, like, little, like the same thing we do now, like, going up to people. Yeah. Like, just little things like that. Like,
we would do skits, like, in high school. Yeah. And, but we wouldn't post them.
It would just be just for fun.
For us, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we always grew up, like, being funny and, like, just making a lot of jokes with our friends. So, I don't know. We grew up, like, together.
Se conocieron ustedes en la escuela. ¿Cómo se conocieron ustedes? Like, how was that first interaction? Like, did you guys automatically click? Or, like, se caían mal al principio? ¿Cómo fue todo eso?
We always say that. Like, yeah. We didn't like each other.
We didn't like each other.
No, because we were in a group of how many, like, a lot of people. We were, like, in a, it was a huge friend group.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And we just knew we didn't like each other.
Yeah.
No
there was,
mas,
like,
no
beef.
Mas.
There was, like, silent beef
we
between
really
us.
We were really little, like, little.
But we didn't have a reason to not like each other. We just didn't like each other.
It was just, like, no me cae. Nomás por verla, no me cae.
Literally.
No me cae.
Yeah.
So when did you guys start transitioning to, like, becoming friends? ¿Cómo pasó eso? Like, from having silent beef, how did you guys be like, ya somos mejores amigas?
I think because everyone kind of started leaving the group.
Mm-hmm.
Y ya nomás quedábamos como nosotras.
No tuvieron de otra. No tuvieron de otra. Yeah. Amigas. Uh-huh.
So then we just got really close after people started kind of leaving the group. Mm-hmm. And we became super close.
Yeah.
And this was a what, in high school, yeah, or middle school?
In high school.
Yeah, we have another friend that we've also been friends with her for, we're still friends with her to this day. But after high school, we worked regular jobs.
Oh, shit, okay. ¿En qué trabajaban?
Where did we work our first job? She worked at Taco Bell.
At Taco Bell. Yeah. Was my first job.
And we did a video at Taco Bell.
I literally commented about Taco Bell. I was like, you guys, did you guys see the comment?
Yeah, I did.
Me acuerdo que, si no saben, you guys, hacen videos, a lot of skits of them being at different locations, which we'll talk about that right now. But that's funny. Yo ni sabía que trabajas en Taco Bell, and I'm y'all requesting it. Please do it at Taco Bell.
It was a full circle moment.
I was working, like, a 9-to-5 job.
It was hard. I knew in my heart that, like, that wasn't what I wanted to do. Like, my dream has always been to be on social media or do something, like, videos and all that. And so I knew that, like, obviously it wasn't my dream to work there. And I knew I had to move forward.
What were you working in before social media?
Subway.
Oh.
We did a Subway video.
Yeah, we also did.
Yes, and Cristiano must have
talked about, or have we?
Yeah, we did talk about and Subway already.
Ya se me olvidó de tantos
lugares. De tantos pinches lugares que trabajan en, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
So obviously you guys started, you know, you guys had your normal jobs and then obviously empezaron dancing. How was that? ¿Cómo decidieron eso? And how was the transition from, like, you know what, chinga su madre Subway, chinga su madre Taco Bell, quiero hacer esto?
It was a slow transition because first I got into being a waitress after Taco Bell, and she worked at Hooters. But the waitress restaurant that I worked at was kind of like a Hooters, like a Mexican Hooters.
Like a Mariscos place.
Like a Mariscos, like all the girls that have to be cute.
At that one too.
Oh, yeah.
Pero ya en otro location.
Oh, okay,
okay. We always were, like, so close that we wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah. Se persiguían las dos. Si se iba uno del trabajo, iba la otra correteándola. Okay.
So I think that working at a place like that where you have to be cute and, like, kind of
sexualized in a way.
It was a bit sexualized too, you know? So that was kind of a slow introduction to dancing. Yeah. Porque yo ya lo tenía in the back of my head, but no me animaba 100%
to
go and dance. Yeah. So I felt like I needed a push, and the Mariscos place was my push. And after that, then that's when I got into dancing.
You're like, chinga su madre, ya lo estoy haciendo, no me están pagando suficiente, ya mejor might as well do it all full force, right?
Yeah.
Cuando hicieron la decisión, you know, to start dancing, were you guys a little scared? Like, obviamente era un mundo nuevo para ustedes. ¿Cómo fue eso?
We were really scared.
Yeah, we were 18. So
babies.
I mean, we're still young, but, like, we were little.
Yeah.
We went in there. I remember that she would convince me to get the license. She's like, just get it, just get it. And I didn't even have enough money. And I think she was like, I'm going to give you the money for it. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, like, so we went and we got it. And then, so in San Diego, you can't dance unless you have a license.
I was literally going to ask that. You need a license for
that? Yeah, and it's expensive. And it's expensive. $500.
Mm-hmm.
So she lended me the money to get it because we were like, she was like, no, we need to do it. Like, we have to. Y pues ya hemos gastado los 500.
Y like, chicas, madre, no tenemos otra.
And what's so crazy is that we went and they told us, come back. Como que nos dijeron, come back another day. Como que no. We went in the day. And we went back another day. And that mismo día nos dijeron, can you guys start right now? And we had sandals. We took slides.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And we worked in slides.
How was that? I've never seen a dancer work in slides. Did you guys at least make good money that day?
We did.
Dos chancludas.
$300, $400, which was a lot for what we were making at our other job.
You're like, bitch, en un día ganamos todo lo que ganamos en una semana.
No, literally.
And but we were convinced, even después de ese día, me acuerdo que we still had our, like...
Our other job.
Our other job, and we didn't want to leave our other job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we kept going. We were hesitant. We would complain every night. We'd be like, oh, we don't know.
Cuando ustedes estaban bailando, was it like a set schedule or tú nomás te apuntas y te presentas cuando tú quieres?
Ajá, te presentas cuando quieres.
Oh, really? So it's like you literally, if you want to go in, if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, it's like a real estate, como entras y...
Entras, tú eres tu propia jefe. Si quieres ganar dinero, vas y si no, no. Obviously, empezaron a bailar and you guys mentioned you guys still had your other job. Was there ever a moment where you're like, you know what, ya estamos ganando bien aquí bailando, chinga su madre todo nuestro otro trabajo.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
When was that moment for you guys? Like, when was like, fuck, ya estoy ganando demasiado que ya el otro job nomás los tengo de adorno.
The moment that I knew that I was like, I need to just go and dance. Cuando me regañaron en el Mariscos, bien feo. Me puse una regañada bien fea porque I took the wrong order or something like that. And I was like, and I'm putting up with this, not even making almost nothing. And I'm at Quebec and go whenever I want, make my own schedule, make my own money, and follow my dreams of pursuing social media. Because when you have time on your hands, you can go whenever into work. Yeah. I can also pursue social media. And so I think that that really pushed me. I was like, no me van a estar regañando at the Mariscos.
You're like,
I'm
yo
done.
Estoy aguantando porque quiero, no por necesidad, ¿verdad? What was it like for you? Like, when did you feel like, ya lo puedo dejar?
Lo mismo, ¿no?
Yeah.
Yo me regañaron.
First.
Because in that job, tenemos que wear white pants. And I remember I was on my period. Y me acuerdo que me manché. And I was like, damn, I'm going to be late. So, llegué como 20 minutos tarde. And yeah, maybe I should have prepared myself a little extra. Pero pues ni modo, cosas pasan. And I remember I went in and the manager told me, clock in 30 minutes later. And I was like, yeah, we were already dancing. Yeah, we already saved up a little bit of money. And I was like, ay, como que no me dan ganas to go back. And he told me, come back 30 minutes later. I'm really close to her mom. And she was at work already at the location she worked at.
Uh-huh.
So fui a Copatras, and that time we were living together. We were spending a lot of time together.
Yeah.
And I told her mom, oh, la Sara está trabajando. Hay que ir a visitarla. I didn't go back. And she was on her ship. And she saw me there. And I was like, well, I'm coming back.
You're like, yo regreso, aunque me paguen lo que me quieran pagar. Yeah. How was it like talking about, you know, your guys' parents? How was that convo, especially like being coming up Latinos? Like, was that like a big convo to have, or were you guys, me vale ver lo que piensen ellos?
Yeah, it was. It was difficult. Well, with my mom, she didn't support the dancing.
Okay.
But my mom was a dancer herself back in the day. So she couldn't really tell me no 100% porque pues she felt like it was going to be hypocritical if she told me, no, you can't do it. But for sure, she would have talks with us. Sí. Mira, van a sufrir, van a pasar por muchas cosas, no lo hagan. Like, she would have those talks with us, pero we had it in our head already. Mainly me, and I kind of put her into it, but that I was like, I have to do this. Y mi mamá supo que pues no se me van a quitar las ganas, and I was an adult already. Yeah. So she couldn't really stop me, but she did try to stop me.
Yeah, like, she tried, but she didn't get to me. ¿Cómo fue contigo la plática?
Pues, in that time, like I said, we spent a lot of time together. So, we would have sleepovers, even when we were little, like, to the point where she'd be like, I'll send you an Uber to come to my house. Like, when we were little, like, we just wanted to do everything together. Like, we were besties. So, mi papá no se le hacía raro, because I was always at her house.
Yeah.
I was always at her house. And so, I have a sister, but she's older, and she's an only child. So, como que we, like, really, like, bonded.
Yeah.
And, like, on our free time, we didn't have any other siblings.
Siblings. Nomás tenían ustedes.
Uh-huh. So, my dad didn't think it was weird that I was spending so much time. So, I told her, le voy a decir a mi papá, now that I don't... He thought I was like, I'm going to tell him I got a new job at a Chinese restaurant. I was like, y le voy a decir que si era bien tarde, a las 12, que I'm going to go kick it with you after. And my dad started noticing because I would come home really late. So, sometimes... Ya ni llegaba y mejor me iba con ella because I didn't want to wake him up because my dad works like, you know, those Mexicans wake up early a las 4.
Y like, no vaya siendo cuando él se vaya a trabajar, tú apenas llegando, ¿verdad?
Yeah, times que I wouldn't sleep over at her house y para no despertarlo, there was times that I would come back home from work y me quedaba dormida en mi carro to not wake my dad up. And I would, he would go to work at 5 and I would go in there and I would go to sleep. Y usted, when my sister, I guess her baby daddy, like, was stalking my Instagram, and I, one day, cuando ya estamos velando, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna post a picture at the club. Porque si lo escondo, me va a ir peor.
Va a ir peor. Mejor, so, like, I'm not ashamed. Like, I'm gonna post it, bitch. Me vale verga, yeah.
And I posted, the picture was already up, and I tagged LA. I didn't want to
go to
And she saw it, and he sent it to her. And so my sister basically told my dad, and like, they disowned me, and it was a whole thing. And my dad, he's like those, like, Mexican machistas dad. And I grew up with my dad, like, basically my whole life. So it was really hard for him to see his daughter, his little daughter doing that. But I was like talking to her and her mom about it. Her mom was always a big support for me. Yeah. So I knew that like I wasn't doing something wrong because yeah. I'm like, well, I have people who support me. Time passed. And then when we were like 18 and a half, we got our own apartment together. So what could they really tell
it's like,
me?
Bitch, I'm an adult. I have my own shit. I have my own life.
Tiempo, and I had not talked to him for like, she only didn't talk to him for like a month or two. And okay. So it wasn't that bad. And then he just started talking to me normally. And he was like, yo sé que tú haces eso y me gustaría que, like, you didn't, no hicieras eso, pero sé que lo vas a hacer y prefiero que me hables a que no. Porque I told them, this is what I'm going to do. I'll come back when I have my money and yeah. I'm going to help you guys, but you guys aren't going to tell me what I needed.
Yeah.
Y ya pasó.
Y pasó. So obviamente tú estabas platicando earlier that your mom, she was a little hesitant because obviamente ese mundo is a little peligroso, especially when you're dealing with men. You know what I mean? Have you guys ever, you know, ran into situations where you're like, fuck, this is a little scary being in this, you know, doing this?
Where literally like a guy brought a gun, but he didn't use it.
Okay, yeah. It could be dangerous. Like, but also, everything can be dangerous.
Yeah, everything in life. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it does come with
a cost.
It's cons, but ultimately, I wouldn't say que los fue mal o que pues, pasamos experiencias bien feas or none of that. I can't really put that on the strip club. You know what I mean?
On the guys, huh? It's not because stripping is stripping. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know what it is.
It's like, bitch, I'm just a visual. Like, yeah. El gato es el responsable, like, whatever. Like, bitch, I'm just here to, like, entertain. I'm here to do my job. Sas, colecto mi dinero y me voy. Yeah.
Sí, así es como es. But, you know, we try on our podcast. That's why we kind of like, we talk a lot about sex work because we don't try not to glamorize it to people. Because a lot of people message us and, like, we like that they, like, look up to us and, like, we think they should do it. Pero tampoco, it's not all glamorous. Like, there is a situation where guys are rude and, like, but it's more the guys. Because sometimes there's really nice guys. Yeah. We had really good experiences. But también, pues... Yeah.
And we don't want to promote it too much. Yeah. Like, oh, you guys should do this. Like, this is what we did in our journey. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that everyone should take that journey.
Or like, just because you feel stuck, it's like, oh, pues ella lo hicieron, yo también, ahí voy. How long did you guys do stripping?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Like,
3 years?
Two, 3 years. Like 2-3 years.
So rápidamente vieron, like, uh-huh. En cuanto empezaron, vieron, like, the income coming in fast.
Oh, yeah.
Pues sí, como de que no están bonitas, ¿verdad? It's like, might as well, like, it's like a bonus. So obviously you guys started stripping, ya no lo hacen.
No.
¿Cómo empezaron a hacer social media? So obviamente, you guys were stripping on the set. Was social media already a thing when you guys were doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's a YouTuber called Christina Villegas, and she's a stripper YouTuber, and she became really famous because of stripping.
Okay.
So we were like, well, let's make stripping vlogs.
We're
like,
already stripping.
Yeah, people want to know. It's it's catchy. It's like, it shocking. Catches people's attention.
Y es un mundo que mucha gente no habla de. I feel like people try to make it seem like, ay, no, que hablar de eso, no.
Especially in the Mexican.
Como que lo miran como, pero it's like, bitch, los mexicanos van ahí, pero bien que
puro mexicano se la pasa.
Se la pasa y por eso no les gusta hablar de eso, porque lo que hacen a escondidas.
Los maridos
no les gusta hablar de eso en la luz. So how was that going from that to social media?
It was a good transition. I mean, sometimes I do wish that I think, what would it have been if I had never put it on social media?
Yeah.
Like, would I have still made it? Because I feel like the stripper vlogs is what kind of got me out there, like, and started. YouTube is where I kind of started social media. So, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse because people can bring it back to you and tell you, well, this is what you used to do, whatever. But as long as you don't let that get to your head, I think, and just keep moving forward and strong, because it is, well, I'm blessed that I put it out there. And so other people can see and learn from me. If someone can learn from me, then that's all.
Did you guys ever struggle maybe like dating wise, like a los vatos no les gustaba lo que hacían? How was that convo? Like, obviously, le decían en cuanto los conocían a los vatos, like, hey, this is what I do. Or would you guys hide it? Y luego cuando ya miraban a donde iba la relación, would you guys bring it up?
I would hide it, which was not something I'm proud of because it brings a lot of issues.
Yeah.
But I did hide it for like 6 months.
In the beginning. Was it hard when you came out, like, honest about it?
Yes. Well, me cacharon. I didn't come out.
No lo dije porque quería. Pues ahí se presentó el güey.
Se presentó.
Really?
We have a story about this on our podcast.
Yes.
Oh my God. How was that? Was that scary?
I cried. I like fell to the floor into tears. Literally. Not even exaggerating. Like, I was...
Like on stage? Stage.
No.
Oh my God, wait, imagínate. Todo el show llorando. Wait, how was that though? Like, briefly.
He had his suspicions.
Okay, ya sospechaba.
And he drove by the club, saw my car. Y pues se metió. He saw the truth. I was texting him, telling him I was watching a movie with my mom. Se sentó, ella lo vio primero con su hermano.
El hermano trajo al hermano.
Trajo a su familia.
And she was talking to a customer. And I was talking to a customer. Y ella estaba por allá, yo estaba por acá. And then I see the brother. I was like, damn, that guy looks a lot like el brother. And then I was like, oh. Y le digo,
escóndete.
Me dijo, and I literally go like this.
I sink
to the floor, and then I start freaking out, and I'm like, ¿qué hago? What do I do? What do I do? And she's like, let's go to the bathroom. Just don't even look at him. So we go to the bathroom. I sob, and then I come out to him, and then I'm like, why are you here? Like, I'm crying. And then he's like, I don't want to talk about it. And then he just leaves.
Yeah, he's back again. Oh, he comes back. Okay.
And got to dance with another girl. That's when
I was being petty.
And I was like, okay, you want to be petty? That's fine.
Y luego, pues, ahí está con tu amiga, yo acá con otro.
That's exactly what she did, actually.
That's crazy. So you guys broke up.
Yeah.
He broke up with you.
Yeah. He started to accept it, but he never really accepted it.
Como so, in the back of his head.
Yeah. So I had to break up with him to be like, you know what? I really want to be with you. You are not going to leave me.
Yeah, when you're like, come on, no. Acá está.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Y pues, él no se iba a ir. Y pues yo dije, I have to just break it off because no. He was always going to be something that he was always going to be worried about.
How about you? Was it ever difficult, you know, dating while, you know, stripping?
Yes. I mean, we like, before we started dancing, we both had boyfriends, different boyfriends that we had. And it was a really long relationship that I had, like 5 years.
Oh, so shit.
The whole time we were friends, I was in this relationship. And this guy was in the military and he joined after I met him. So no estaba cuando lo conocí, pero later. And then I told her, you know what? He wants me to go with him. I think I'm going to go. And then she went
in Seattle to live in Seattle.
I don't think you should, but I mean, you know, I think she knew I wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
And then one day before yo le decía, you know what? I think I want to dance. cats. I told him that one day. He was like, oh, yeah, you should. Como que me siguió la onda.
He's like, Flo Corico.
He was like down with it. That's how almonds are. They say yes and then they say no. Mm-hmm. And then time passed. I told him, you know what? I think actually I'm going to do it. And he was like, well, I just don't feel comfortable you doing that. Pero no, he wouldn't break up with me. Como que he didn't take it as a red flag that I said I wanted to. Como yo decía, I work at Hooters, buddy. Like, I do all, yo tenía eso. We had it in us that I was a little bit more like sexually out there, you know? But not like I'm crazy, but I don't mind showing a little skin to get a little coin. Ya no tenía, como que él no lo captaba. And I told her, you know what, I'm going to have to break up with him. To start dancing.
Five years.
And I broke up with him. And then I struggled ever since to find a good relationship because it was always the same thing. That like, why do you do this? Why do you dance? Why do you
dance? Porque they want to put it in your face. Yeah. Like, it's like you something you do wrong. Well, I'm going to go out because you go and you dance in the noche.
Oh, como chantaje.
Sí. Como, ajá, like hold it above your head.
Like, oh, you want to act up, bitch? Well, you do this for me.
Yeah,
like,
all the time.
Como excusa
like, para me quieres decir a mí? Ajá. You, no, entonces no le puedes decir nada a ellos. And that is not...
That's you're
not
like, right. No. Ese es mi trabajo. Yeah. El machismo también. Like, ellos quieren ver a todas las pinches viejas, pero ya cuando es la de ellos, no quieren, ¿verdad? No les gusta. I just feel, you know, when it comes to that, I feel like men are so insecure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y no lo aceptan, you know what I mean? But it's like, bitch, ni que estuviera ahí cogiéndome al pinche gato, nomás estoy entreteniendo para ganar mi dinerito, you know what I mean? What happened when you broke up, when you guys both broke up? Like, were they still hitting you guys up or no?
No, a mí no me rodó poquito. And then no le seguí la onda. Like, I kind of had to go and show him that I was going to be with other people para que ya no me moleste. In the moment, I was very sure que ya nunca quería estar con él. Y él siempre me dijo, if you want to prove to me that you're never going to be with me, then you can go be with someone else. And that's exactly what I did. I was like, I'm going to need to prove to you.
Bitch, I did what you said.
Yeah, I was like, I need to prove to you que ya nunca voy a regresar. So I posted that I was with other
guys. You're like, I was petty too.
I was petty. And he made me really mad that he went and danced with another girl.
No, I feel like that's low ball.
Embarrassing me in front of my friends and the girls. Like, they knew that was my boyfriend and they saw me crying. Like, it was too much. So I was like, no.
Talking about girls being in that, like in the club, se junta, todas las muchachas son amigas o hay como competencia ahí. Like entre las muchachas, like celos, que ay, pues ellas agarran más, agarran menos. Like, is that a thing in the, you know, the stripping lifestyle?
Yeah, I feel like it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Pero where we work, there was people, it's more so like the new girls, sometimes, like, Island, the new girls, and then like the girls that have been there because they already have their clients. And where we worked, era como muchas girls that had their clients from years. Mm-hmm. Like my client that comes and sees me and you can't take people's clients. Yeah.
Oh, is that a like thing? That. So, like, ¿qué tal que pretende que tú tengas un cliente ya por como dos, tres años, viene y la miran a ella? Is it like she, what would you do in that point? Like, you'd be like, hey, no, tú eres cliente de mi amiga.
I mean, you can't really tell the customer, like no, ¿verdad? Yeah. At the end of the day, the customer is going to choose a la muchacha que quiera bailar.
Yeah.
Pero there is that beef within the girls that if you always see me go with a certain guy,
don't
go towards him.
Like, let him come to you.
Yeah. If he wants to, but you don't pursue another girl's guy.
That's crazy. Have you guys ever had a situation where Adam was like, bitch, that was my customer?
Yeah, not towards me.
Yeah, not towards us, pero it's happened que me han quitado.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Que quiere venir con el tuyo.
You get annoyed, pero we're not vamos a decirles, because we know that, like, ya se cansó de mí, pues he moved on to another one. It's not that big of a deal, but there were some girls that you could see them giving you, like, the stink eye.
Like, les empezabas a caer mal nomás por the simple fact que, pues, alguien prefirió a ti, no a ella.
Pues, porque saben que están gastando.
Sí, and some of them are your friends, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we had our friends, because they said, hey, go with my customer.
Oh, sometimes you can put your friend on.
I feel like that's good. Like, yo pienso que si yo, yo pensando que yo voy a empezar también. No, pero yo si estuviera en esa situación, I feel like that's what I would be like, oh, yeah, pues tampoco ya me cansas, güey, ve con mi amiga. Ah, que te entretenga mi amiga, ¿estás viendo?
Sí.
How is it like, obviamente vienen muchos diferentes tipos de vatos, like, has there ever been a situation when there's like a nada que ver guy and like a huevo quieren ser touchy or whatever?
Yeah, you start recognizing it. The more you work there, you start to pick up on what type of guys. Porque ves ya ves como uno y ya ves que va a ser más mañosito, ves a uno más calladito, you want to go towards like the more shy ones. Yeah, because pues van a ser nicer. Hay otros que they're very shy, they don't even want to look at you, barely. Hay otros que sí, they're more out there. So it's very different type of guy.
Have you guys ever had a situation en donde a lo mejor llega la esposa del marido o algo? Not to you guys, but just in the club, is that like a thing?
No.
Pues no se los esconden en secreta.
Sí, que les están marcando.
Ajá, sí, eso sí.
Ay, tú le cuelgas de, ah, tú le agarras el teléfono. Not right now, babe.
That happens that they lie. They'll be like, they don't have a girlfriend. Because I would use my mouthpiece a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning, I didn't have my body done ni nada, so uno con la boca, you know,
se comunica,
you talk, and sometimes they just want to be heard. They're men that, like, they want, las se enojan con la novia and they go there. And I would see, like, their lock screen with their girlfriend. And they'd be like, yeah, but we're having problems.
Y like, mentiroso. Última pregunta about this topic. Obviamente, cuando ustedes estaban platicando que empezaron a hacer stripping at 18, obviamente no sabían nada. Llegaron al lugar, se presentaron. Literally, we're like, are you guys hiring type of thing? ¿Y cómo empezaron? Like, were you guys right off the bat, ya eran bailarinas, or like bailaban en su casa, or like, did you guys have to learn from like the start how to strip dance or like do all that?
No, we learned, I guess, there. We don't know how to move and dance. A lot of people make fun of us on TikTok because they see us try to dance and we do not know how to dance.
Chingados, dicen que eran bailarinas y ni se pueden mover.
We can dance, pero it's really not about the dancing.
Yeah.
It's more about the connection that you can make with the person and talking and all that. So that wasn't really a worry for us, I think. But there was a time, it's because in our club, you didn't have to go on stage at first.
Okay.
You pay a fee, y ya no te suben al stage. And then they implemented a rule where a huevo, you have to go on stage. Even if you can't pay no fee, a huevo. And we freaked out. We even considered not quitting because we were like, we can dance on stage.
Yeah, no.
So we found loopholes and little things that we can do around that, but it was really scary to go up.
So you have to pay to like not go on the stage? Do you pay to go on the stage too or no?
No. They want you to go on stage.
Ah, huevo, como de que, si no quieres, pues paga.
Because when people come into a club, you don't want to see that the stage is empty. And our club was really small. Mm-hmm. Like, there was girls, but it was small. And a lot of the girls didn't want to go on stage. Because a lot of them, pues, nomás no querían. And also, in our club, you would have to take your bottoms off. We never had to deal with that. For two years. After COVID, como se fueron muchas muchachas, they said, you know what, you guys have to go on stage. So we would wear full-piece bodysuits, o sea, con un calorón, and that's how we would cover. So we Pero a mí siempre me regañaban. It would be like a constant thing where they would even tell me, like, you didn't take your bottoms off, this and that, porque me tapaba. And ya me tenían así como que, do this. I didn't like that. And it was so easy for us in the beginning because we have to go on stage.
Yeah. So básicamente ustedes eran nomadas que estaban caminando, walking around, seeing if any of the men wanted to talk.
Yeah.
Because I've gone to the strip club y pues obviamente están la muchacha que está en el escenario, las que le están tira y tira el dinero. And then I would see a lot of the girls walking around, que, hola, ¿cómo estás? I mean, I already catch you up to the horas. It literally is like that. So you guys didn't have to get on stage until what? Like,
Until 2 years in.
Was that scary, your first time getting on stage?
Yes, I wanted to cry.
Me too.
Pero yo me ponía, como ella decía, full bodysuit. Y luego me decían los customers, yo no te vi nada allá arriba. Y yo les decía,
espérate,
yo
era like, pues haciendo es todo lo que van a agarrar.
Porque yo les decía, ay, es que la verdad me da mucha vergüenza. Y dicen, yo te entiendo, a mí también me diera vergüenza.
Pues aunque sea comprendían, güey, aunque sean bien comprendientes. Esa parte de ustedes, obviamente, como tú dices, en un momento a lo mejor, you were like, fuck, I shouldn't have like posted about it, but I feel like, you know, ahorita ya que están haciendo redes sociales, I feel like it helps a lot. You know, there's a lot of women out there that maybe are in the same, you know, place that you guys were back then, and it has maybe helped out a lot of women, you know what I mean? Especialmente porque ahorita ya ustedes ya las miran y pues ya están en las redes sociales, ya dejaron esa vida para atrás. How did you guys start doing social media? Ya bien, bien al chile.
I think when it started, it all started on our Walmart video.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Which
was an accident. Not an accident, but it was like a
unplanned
joke. Unplanned, like very joking. Porque ella tenía una niece que trabajaba en Walmart.
And she stopped working there. So nos dejó a uniform. And so we already had our TikTok. And we had followers on our TikTok. And I used to even post stripper vlogs on, mm-hmm. on my TikTok. Pero me regañaron otra vez. Siempre yo, a mí siempre me regañan. I've always had a problem with authority.
Okay.
Like, en veces ellas me tienen que defender. Be like, oh, she did that. Como que even when they, I got in trouble, they told her, like, oh, Giselle did this and that. Porque en veces en el club cuando trabajaban, well, this leads on to, like, why we started questioning. Uh-huh.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They would give you a discount if you signed in early. Yo le decía, ella llegaba antes que mí, le decía, hey, put my name so they charge me less. And they got mad, right? That was one mm-hmm. of the things. Y al fin, this guy, like, I didn't overcharge him. Lo corrí porque estaba, he was drunk. Okay. Ya me tenía desesperada. So that day forward, he complained. Ya me tenía enojada por lo demás. And they told me, you can't come to work mm-hmm. for 3 months. And that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
Imagine if they tell someone who has a regular job, no come to work for 3 months, a long time.
No, es mucho. Like, ¿qué chingados voy a hacer en esos 3 meses?
Yeah. Como yo tenía mi dinero saved up, I was like, okay, whatever. Está bien. Pasaron los 3 meses y me dijeron, you can come back conditionally. Mm-hmm. So I came back. For a little bit. But I got surgery. And okay. It took a really long time for me to recover. Y cuando regresé, ya no me dijeron, you have to take a picture. If you, ya me cambiaron la cosa, ya.
Re-audition completely.
Yeah. And we had never auditioned.
You're like, bitch, like, what do you mean? Time. Like, estoy más buena que antes. Si quieres que haga audition.
Ajá, entonces I was like, you know what? Like, this is the punto forward. I just didn't work anymore. And I was just living off my money I had, living off the money I had. And then we already had OnlyFans. So I was like, you know what? We should just do TikTok. More to make more money on our OnlyFans. And so, that was kind of like where we pushed our TikTok.
So you were still, while you were gone for the 3 months, tú todavía estabas trabajando, sí, chingándole.
Yo todavía estaba trabajando, pero I knew that I was like, I need to leave this soon porque ella ya no puede regresar forcefully, ya no puedo regresar. So I was like, yeah, I
not
need
fun
to.
Not your friends.
Yeah, ya no estaba ella. So, and then I was like, and this isn't even really what I really want to do. It's not my passion. Y ya no está mi amiga. So, like.
¿Qué chingados estaba? Ya me muero aquí.
So I was like, it's a good push que ella se fue y que me va a empujar a hacer what I really want to do.
Which was social media. Yeah. So, tuvieron el video de Walmart and se hizo viral.
Sí.
Y dijeron, pues aquí somos o qué pedo, qué pasó ahí.
Ajá. Pues. Primero, it was going to start off kind of like a Walmart employees be like.
Ski. Okay, so only Walmart.
Ajá, solamente iba a ser Walmart. Porque pues teníamos el
outfit. El outfit, ajá.
Pues, original. Ajá. It wasn't like one that we just like made. It was original.
Okay.
Pero vimos que a la gente pues le gustó mucho así lo de.
Lo de, yeah, the skits, ajá. Yeah.
Como se les hacía raro que trabajamos en Walmart, nosotras. Y pues dijimos. And we don't even know how we started talking in Spanish only.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think because it sounds more funny in Spanish.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So then we started doing like random things. Porque we never really follow things to a T.
Yeah.
Siempre somos kind of random. And everything we do, it's kind of like all over the place.
Que salga lo que tenga que salir. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we just kind of started going off saying the randomest things about
the job.
Whatever, about the jobs. And I don't even know how we started with the second place.
What place? Target?
After Walmart. We Target? Did Target.
Porque we were like, it did really good. Like, it went like viral the same night that we posted.
Oh, shit.
And I remember the name tags, no tenía nada. Y le dije, let's make up some names. Let's put something else. And first, what did you put the first time?
Like.
I was like, no, we ya no habíamos dado el nombre. I was like, you should put La Flaca. Cause you know, you're.
Ah, La Flaca.
Now put something that's trending right now. You know, we're
Bélica.
Like. La Bélica. So we came up with those names. Yeah. I was, well, let's do Target. Cause Target's the next big chain. Yeah, they went, oh, this one did really good too. We just keep doing it, keep doing it.
By the time you knew it, ya estaban trabajando como en 10 lugares.
Sí.
So, obviamente no trabajan ahí, ¿verdad?
No.
En ninguno de esos lugares. ¿Cómo chingados les hacen, you guys? Si ustedes no les han visto sus TikToks, aquí se los voy a poner. Mm-hmm. Pero no nomás trabajan en diferentes locaciones, en diferentes lugares, güey. Like, different, like, compañías. ¿Cómo le hacen para agarrar todos los vestuarios?
Los vestuarios, a veces, como, pues, su sobrina de ella, that she gave it to us. Or online, they have a lot of things. You wouldn't even imagine what you can find on the internet. You can find everything.
Everything, huh?
So, de otra gente, she posted one time on Instagram, anyone who has uniforms. Yeah. I mean, just however we can get them.
Thrift store?
Thrift store.
Las he visto que hasta se ponen atrás del counter. ¿Cómo le hacen eso? Like, sí. Do you guys ask for permission o las conoce las personas que a lo mejor trabajan ahí? O nomás hacen lo que ustedes quieran y se meten y dicen, yo soy la dueña de Subway, me voy a poner atrás.
A ver, sí, pedimos permisos. Like, bueno, not all the time. Pero si the person seems cool and chill, then we'll be like, hey, is it okay if we make a video? And they're like, yeah, it's fine, go ahead. A veces no los molestan para nada. A veces sí se molestan mucho. Mm-hmm. It just kind of depends. And a lot of the places we go, like, later in the night. So, ya no hay gente. And then we could just
do whatever you guys want to do. Las han corrido de un lugar porque yo sé que en muchos lugares, obviamente, no les, hasta por grabar, no les gusta que graben en any establishment. ¿Las han corrido?
Sí, los han corrido multiple times, multiple places. Y a veces they're cool about it, a veces no. And it sucks when you get fired. I was kidding.
Fired? It sucks when they tell you to go home from a job you don't work at.
It feels like you're getting fired.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you guys can't be doing this. Like, you guys got to get out.
Yeah. Even we've posted our bloopers one time and it did well.
On Best Buy. We got kicked out of Best. That was like, we got kicked out of Target. We honestly no nos corren de tantos lugares.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very little because we don't talk to the people. A lot of the skits that people see, like, oh, Walmart employees prank. It's pranks. And they start talking to the customers. We don't talk to the customers.
Yeah, we don't bother people.
Like, hacen su propio todo y lo suben. Do you guys walk into the any store ya con el uniforme?
Sí.
Sí. Nomás la hacemos así porque tenemos name tags que we make custom and then I'll just, like, cover.
Para que no los miren.
Or a jacket. And then you get to your safe place, you take it off, like, your costume.
I don't know cómo chingado la hacen, because you guys literally, all your freaking skits, en verdad, cuando yo las empecé a seguir, yo las encontré por los skits. I think the skit que las empecé a seguir fue con el de Dollar Tree.
Sí,
Dollar Tree, you guys, me sacaban pinches carcajadas, because, like, sometimes las cosas que dicen, you're like, bitch, like, it don't make sense, but you guys say it's so funny and so random, que te carcajean, I'm just like, this is fucking brilliant. Cada vez que me voy a sus páginas, están en un nuevo lugar. Like, what do you guys do? Like, agarran todos los lugares de su ciudad that you guys just check them off, or qué?
Yeah, we look up, like, most iconic American establishments, like, everything, and we have ideas to go to other states and do funny ones that are only, like, in Texas, or only, like, you know, certain stores that...
Like Whataburger.
Like,
fucking... Oh, Shake Shack lo tienen aquí, ¿no?
Sí,
Shake Shack.
It's more like of a New York thing. So, obviamente, empezaron a hacer estos videos, and you guys were like, oh, shit, it's picking up. Mm-hmm. People are reacting to them. People are loving them. ¿En cuál momento dijeron, saben qué? Like, me voy a dedicar esto full force. Because, obviamente, como dicen ustedes, it happened overnight. No era, it wasn't supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. But there had to be a moment for you guys to be like, bitch, like, we have something in our hands. Let's run with it.
Yeah.
¿Qué fue la plática que ustedes tuvieron con esa?
I think just how viral it went. Yeah. I think it was like a sign for us that this is
something big.
That we could make it bigger than it actually is. And I think just knowing in your heart, I think you just know.
No, yeah.
Like, when you really want to do something and it finally gets to you, it's like, this is it. This is my moment. Mm-hmm. I need to run. And we didn't look back. We were like, this is what we've been wanting. No more. Because we've been wanting to stop stripping for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like we were happy stripping. We were not really happy doing it.
In what way weren't you guys? Was it just like the lifestyle?
It's a lot. It's draining. Draining. The long nights, the late nights, the sleepless nights.
Having to act
nights,
like you care about a person.
The having to listen to people's problems. Like, all that is energy.
El management. Más bien yo, porque sí me regañaban tanto.
The management, too.
Era mucho. That you're like, bitch, yeah. I don't need to estar haciendo, start taking shit from anyone.
Uh-huh. And the money's great.
We already had our OnlyFans también.
Yeah.
At the same
empezaron time. Eso? Like, were you guys just like, chinga su madre, like, I'm gonna get on OnlyFans?
Ya lo teníamos.
Even before stripping?
During.
During, okay.
During we made it. Mm-hmm. We had friends también que they just did OnlyFans. So we knew that que vivían nomás de OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And we always talk, we're like making our little jokes, but like, AI is taking over soon. We're like, ya viene la hora digital. Yes. We're like, stripping is cool and everything, but you can only be at the strip club only a certain hours. OnlyFans is all day, 24 hours.
And you can do that shit from home.
Mm-hmm. You can do that shit from home.
Yeah. Un selfie, ya ganaste lo que ganaras allá. Sí, yeah.
Sí. Y nosotros, we always pride ourselves that, like, we can do kind of whatever we want on our own stuff because we live off our OnlyFans. Yeah. So podemos decir, no me gustó ese producto, y ya. And we don't have to lie because we live off our OnlyFans. So we're like, we can spend all our time making skits and show people our comedic side because we have something that's paying us.
Mm-hmm. Like, sin valerles lo que la gente vaya a pensar, because like, bitch, the skits nos gusta, pero lo hacemos por diversión, no porque nos está pagando.
Uh-huh. Y aparte, with that, we would make more money on our OnlyFans. So it was like the best thing ever. We can show our comedic side, y luego aparte, we make more money because we were like, maybe we'll just wear something tight, leggings, whatever, and then so guys will watch it, and then we'll be funny, we'll get more girls, more like
marketing. Yeah, marketing. Listas fueron. So obviamente empezaron a hacer el OnlyFans. Was that also like a hard decision to make? Because I feel like obviamente stripping is like, pues nomás la gente que va y te mira, pero ya como OnlyFans, cualquier persona, familia, amigos pueden entrar. Was that a hard decision to make?
Yeah, that was hard for me especially. I think for me stripping was easier. Mm-hmm. For her, maybe it was a little bit hard in the beginning, and then OnlyFans was hard for me, and OnlyFans was easy for her.
In what way?
Because I felt a lot of pressure that, like, this is the world. This is not just my little tiny club in San Diego. This is, like, pa'l mundo. I think that was really scary, to the thought of that. Now I'm over it. Now I don't care. But
que me miren todo lo que me quieran mirar, ¿verdad? Yeah. Mientras que paguen, está bien.
Uh-huh. Pero it is a lot of pressure, I think, and it is, like, overwhelming.
And why was it harder for you, knowing that you had already, you know, your dad, you know, no le gustaba lo que hacías? Why was it so much easier to be like, wait, pues voy a enseñar lo que voy a enseñar online instead of, you know, in person? The club?
Mm-hmm. Porque, remember I told you I would always get in trouble for taking off my bottoms? Uh-huh. A mí como que I'm a person that I work really good behind the scenes. Like, I think even if I wasn't on social media, like, I love camera stuff. I love seeing how things work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so being there in person, mucha atención in the moment, it's a lot for me.
Yeah.
That's why we work well together, because those are videos that we can talk about. We do together, and it's small. It's a small little inclusion. Pero como in the moment, con gente, live audience, no me gustaba. And I was like, well, on my phone, I can post. I post it, and I don't care who sees it.
Yeah.
And my dad isn't really on social media.
He's not?
He's not. Él ni sabe nada de Instagram ni nada.
My parents are older.
Yeah, they're older. Mm-hmm. And my sister, like, I try to help my family out, you know? So I kind of gain respect by that. And my sister isn't going to go and be like, we passed the point where she's telling my dad this anymore.
Like, I feel like they all accepted it. Like, it's like, well, that's what she wants to do. Es su vida, pues que dejarla vivir.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Entonces, so I was like, you know what? I'm already shipping. So, ya que.
So, fue tu idea?
Yeah.
Who brought it up? Was it you?
OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah. We were already thinking, because a lot of the girls on and the strip club we're thinking of doing because of COVID.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Porque dijimos, pues, and it's true. You never know what's going to happen. So you want to always have a backup. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's still sex work, but I mean, whatever.
Dating was already hard being a stripper. What did it get harder, you know, now having OnlyFans? Because like we said, anyone can just go look you up.
Yeah. I think the struggle doesn't leave. If it's not one thing, it's another. Like, because now I don't strip, and I'm like, sometimes I do think of like my ex-boyfriend. I'm like, well, now I don't strip.
I'm like, you want to get back?
No, yeah, but now I know he wouldn't like the OnlyFans either. So
I'm like,
yeah, and I know a lot. Sometimes when you listen to male podcasts or things like that, they're very like, women who do this and this, no, like, you know, like the...
Como si fueran santitos ellos, ¿verdad?
Like,
¿verdad?
You know, male podcasts can be a little bit misogynist sometimes, and be very negative about how women deal with their life, and they have a lot of opinion on it. So I think people have their opinions, but you know what? There'll be someone, I think, we're single right now. So there'll be someone in the future who will accept exactly how we are. We don't need to change for anyone.
Do you feel like people treat you guys differently en cuanto you guys bring up like, oh, I do OnlyFans, or like, maybe like in person, because obviamente no toda la gente nos conoce from online. Like we sometimes run into people que nomás en ese momento conocemos. When that gets brought up, do you feel like they treat you guys differently?
I think my energy of thinking that they're going to treat me differently
is gone.
In the future would make me think that they're treating me differently. Like, I would trick myself, if that makes sense, into
like,
thinking that they're already...
Like, ellos me pensando
ellos
in your head.
Ellos cuenta y yo poniéndoles ya ideas de que me van a tratar differently. Uh-huh. And they're not. So now I just try to, like you said, get that thought out of my head and move forward. And if they think of something of me, pues they think it. And if they don't, they don't.
Si me aceptan, me aceptan. Y si no, pues chinga su madre, ¿verdad?
Our family accepts us. Yeah. So that's all that matters. Which is
something that matters. You know what I mean? Because al fin del día yo pienso que la gente va a criticar, va a hablar, va a decir sus cosas. Pero al fin del día la gente va a hablar. They're going to continue on with your life. Y mejor uno saber que they're good. You're good with yourself. Yeah. You know you're not doing anything that's harming anyone. Because at the end of the day, that's what it is. Yo pienso que yo cuando me pongo a pensar eso, because I have friends that, you know, do OnlyFans or have done OnlyFans. Yo siempre digo, güey, tú haz lo que tú quieras, es tu puta vida. Si al fin del día la gente que te va a criticar no te va a pagar la renta, no te va a pagar los biles. Y al fin del día, hasta la gente que te critica, te apuesto que they're subscribed. Son los primeritos en ver cuando subes una pinche foto. Empezaron a hacer social media, you guys do OnlyFans, pero ahorita las miramos con un core power, pero tú acabas de decir, I was literally watching en cuanto venían your recovery video. Yo no sabía, güey, that you can get fat transfer to the face. Yeah. I literally didn't know that. Yo, when I was watching that video, I was like, nah, it's probably clickbait.
I
was looking you guys up and I was like, nah, it's clickbait. Like, I've only heard of transfer to like the ass or like stuff like that. How has your guys' surgeries been? Like, obviamente, you know, you guys are no stranger.
Yeah, that's been a whole journey within itself. Like, we's also started getting surgery very young. And it sounds like, I'm like, with all that we're saying, it sounds like we're crazy and so out there, but I mean, it's not as crazy as it seems. Like, people get surgery, people do all these things, but I think us putting it out there makes it more
shocking.
People have the option to comment about it.
And critique it,
yeah. We did start getting surgery young. She got a BBL at what age?
18.
That was your first surgery? What was your first
surgery? My nose job at 18, too.
Oh, 18. Well,
yeah.
What was your first surgery?
My BBL.
Mm-hmm. Was that, I've heard the BBL is like a crazy recovery. How was that?
It is, yeah. It's intense. I mean, you can't walk for like 3 days, but then after the 3 days, you're good.
You're like, se te quita ya cuando te miras el culazo que te cargas, ¿verdad? Sí. Like, you're like, bitch, the pain is temporary, el culo por siempre. Have you guys ever had like a bad experience with any surgeries where you're like, fuck, la cagué, I shouldn't have done this. Either they botched me or me salió mal o esto. What have you guys ever like, had that happen to you guys?
The butt shots.
Oh, yeah.
We have illegal butt shots.
We talk about it.
I have to say, take it.
No, lip, probably. I don't even know what it is. We always talk about it. We always say how we don't
recommend
think anyone should do this. It's literally went to a hotel room.
Oh, shit.
With a random guy. I don't even know. We don't even know him that well. That hotel room, $3,000, injects, I don't even know what, in your butt. But I was desperate. I was desperate because I'm a thinner person. Yeah. And I don't have no fat.
So you're like, I need to get the curve somewhere.
After my BBL, all my fat left. So I was desperate and I worked at the club and I seen all these girls with the beautiful bodies. I think it just got to my head because I felt really insecure. And social media, everyone has a really amazing body online.
And you're like, wait, ¿por qué yo no?
Yo volviéndome loca. And so a girl at the strip club was like, girl, I have silicone shots and I love them. And she raved about them and she told me how safe it was. And I fell for it. And now I'm suffering because of that.
Like, oh, you're still suffering from it?
Well, sometimes I get like reactions from it and like I need to get it removed because my body doesn't really accept it. And I need to get it removed, but that's a whole
other procedure.
And that is like, that's something I wish I would have never done.
Did you get the ass shots too?
Yeah.
She has them too.
Yeah. Ay, pues qué bueno que me están diciendo, yo acabo de perder más de 100 libras because I got surgery, I got weight loss surgery y el culo se me desapareció, güey. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to get a BBL because I've seen the recovery. That shit looks intense.
Yeah.
I wanted to get ass shots. Do you feel like it's any type of ass shot or just maybe like the ones you guys
got? Yeah, I think just the ones we got. Maybe look into like Sculptra. Legal ones, Sculptra. There's a lot of good options.
That's the one I was looking
into. That's fine.
That one's fine because it's your own.
If they take you to a sketchy hotel room, don't go.
No te lo hagan en un pinche hotel o en un garage, estás bien, güey.
Yeah.
What bad experience? Has that been your only bad experience? I know you've had revisions.
Yeah, I've had a lot of, I've had like 3 BBLs. I've had a lot.
Oh, shit.
And I'm already talking, you know, I love getting BBL. Yeah. I love getting, it sounds bad and people get mad, but like, I like going to the gym, you know, I always tell her like, it's okay. We like surgery. It's okay because it's not like we're doing it because estamos like, it's honestly, I just like it. I also una persona que if I don't like something, I don't want to sit down and complain.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't complain. Get your ass up
and do it. Yeah.
So, same with surgery. I'm like, if I don't like something, I'll pay and I'll fix it. I mean, I want to get them out and I'm actually working on that right now to get them out.
Is that like an intense procedure to get them removed? Or?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Because they tienen que abrir o algo, ¿no?
Yeah, and luego the doctor was saying how I'm probably going to lose all my butt. Like, I'm going to go back to even before the BBL. And that for me, I don't know if I can. Because that's, yeah, it's heartbreaking. All that I've been through just to have my body go back to square one.
You're like, bitch, tanto puto dolor, tanto puto dinero para que me digas que voy a tener el cuerpo de cuando tenía 15 años. You know, you've gotten your three BBLs. Do you feel like as each of them goes, is it the same recovery or is one harder than the other? Especially because es mucho trauma al cuerpo. Mm-hmm. You know, te pican. I've had freaking chin lipo. Y a mí también, güey, hasta... There's like scar tissue. Yeah. You know, is that a thing? Like, were you ever scared of that? Or like, did you deal with that?
I think now that I'm older, now I'm a little bit more... Ya pienso las cosas más. When I was young, I was crazy. Like, I had the money. I think that was a big thing, that we had money young porque we danced.
Yeah.
So fast money, you're like, oh, why shouldn't I do it? I have this money. Mm-hmm. So I did a lot of things that I wouldn't research good. And then when I got older, I started researching more. And everywhere, I mean, most of the recoveries is lo mismo, but I have a high pain tolerance.
Okay.
And I like getting surgery porque te duerme.
I like to rest.
Yeah, I don't like injections. I don't like getting filler. Oh. Eso no me gusta.
Porque estás despierta.
Por eso me gustó el fat transfer, porque prefiero que me duerman. And that's, so no, the recovery wasn't bad, but I had gotten so many tummy tucks and I would lose weight and I would gain weight. So noté que I started getting skinny. Well, you know,
you lose weight, and you fluctuate. Yeah.
Throughout dancing, I would lose weight and I would get lipo, so me quedaba la piel. So I got a mini tummy tuck and that was like 9 months ago. And that was really, really hard for me to recover. I'm still not even healed yet. And it was just really rough. And I am almost all like, why did I do? And I never really think that. I'm like, well, I'll fix it. But as I was like, I even told her, honestly, I kind of think, why did I do that? Because I don't have kids yet. Why did I get my stomach cut? But I'm like, whatever, I did it. So.
Like, chinga su madre. Si tengo chamaquillos, luego me voy otra vez. Me puedo otra vez. I feel like tummy tuck is like one of those surgeries que se asustan. Because everybody after me losing 100 pounds, obviamente no tengo cuero que me cuelga así. Mm-hmm. Pero sí tengo flacidez. You know, I have a lot of loose skin, like, bitch, you know, and everyone always asks me like, oh, Ellen, are you going to get a tummy tuck? Like, te vas a operar? ¿Qué vas a hacer? And it's just like a scary decision because I've heard that it's basically like your nerves have to contract back
and together. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. So you will never get the sensation of your stomach.
Yes, because I've had friends that like even have gotten boob jobs y que ni sienten la chichi. Like, nomás las tienen de adorno.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys not feel some parts of your body from like surgery?
Yeah. I got a lip lift.
Okay.
And yo no siento my top lip. And it's
like,
at all.
Why. You're like, bitch, cuando beso, ni siento que estoy besando.
No, no siento nada. My wax never hurts right here.
Porque no. Hi, you're all just like, y todo, te están arrancando casi todo el labio. Ahora ya las siguen millones de personas. Ya cuando uno tiene muchos seguidores, se siente uno como con una responsabilidad social. You know what I mean? And I feel like when a lot of people look up to you, you're kind of just like, fuck. Like, hay gente que en verdad me mira because they look up to me, they see themselves in me, and, you know, just, you know, les gusta lo que estás haciendo y también pues ellos quisieran vivir la vida que viven. What's something que si ustedes pueden... Looking back at everything you guys have gone through, you know, your journey, what's something that you guys can give advice to maybe girls and even the men that are watching you guys?
Take your time with everything that you do. So I feel like a lot of things in my life, I rushed it, which now also don't regret anything because I don't like looking back and be like, I shouldn't have done this. Porque pues ya no puedes cambiar las cosas que hiciste. Ya lo hiciste. Pero sí, if I could go back and take my time with certain decisions, I would. Pero pues, la vida sigue. And, you know, I have to make everything work out at the end of the day. Y also, never settle for no man. And always follow your dreams and do what you want to do. At the end of the day, never let yourself behind. Porque a veces uno se pone después de otra persona. Yeah. Y no, so I feel like I did that a lot in my life too. Like, I would put people first and it never worked out.
Yeah.
Always put yourself first. Do what you got to do. Don't regret anything. And take it slow. Sometimes I do feel a lot of pressure because I'm like, a lot of people ask me, oh, I'm going to start stripping next week. What's your best advice? And I'm like, girl, I don't know.
Like, I don't even know. Like, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
What I give myself.
Like,
yeah.
I hated stripping for a little bit. So I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know if I should even be telling you to go. Yeah. Like, you know, everyone has to do what feels right for them. Or even like they ask me, where did you go for your BBL? And give me your doctor. But I know BBL is a very dangerous procedure. Like, I don't want to tell people like, oh yeah, do this, go here, do this, porque I don't want to feel that responsibility.
Like, go to someone's hotel room. It's
like,
scary.
No sigan lo que yo hice porque es lo que trabajó para mí, pero
a lo mejor para ti no.
So I think take your time, research everything. If you do want to get surgery, I mean, do it, porque uno no le puede decir a nadie que no haga sus cosas, but I think take your time and be relaxed. We don't have to always rush into everything. And
yo pienso que eso es lo que pasa mucho, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Especially with social media. I feel like a lot of people, especially the viewers, se sienten como they gotta catch up with what they see online.
No, no. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, te miras como que, oh, you want to get your body done. Has de mirar unas muchachitas online. You're like, oh, yo, ellas lo hicieron, yo también. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, ustedes también, you guys went through a lot to get to look how you guys look mm-hmm. now. So it's like, if there's something they can learn, it's like, todo a su tiempo. Investigua. Mm-hmm. Please pay attention to everything you're doing because uno nunca sabe que si algo puede salir más. A ver, tú, Bélica, ¿qué nos puedes decir a la gente que nos está mirando ahorita?
I feel like she made a really good point. So I'm like,
actually, like, her times too.
I think that again, which, like, take your time when you're doing things. And then I feel like, you know, I was just listening to a podcast actually before I got here about talking about that too. Like, if there's something you want to change about yourself because it's not, whether it's your relationship, where you live, your life, how much money you make, and you feel like you're going to be a more confident person and your life is going to get better, then do it. Don't have regrets. Don't digas, ay, a ver si un día lo hago. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to post yourself on social media, do it. Don't wait because la vida se va y vas a decir, why didn't I do it before? That's what I always think too. I feel like I should have done. I'm like, I wish my younger self, I could have been more confident with how I looked. And I had to get all the surgery so I could feel more confident. Even sometimes I don't feel confident.
Yeah.
And so when I have my other friends that don't have surgery, me preguntan también. I'm like, girl, like, just, you know, accept yourself for how you are. But if you want to do something different, también hazlo. Have the same confidence with everything you do.
Y no te quedes con las ganas, porque es exactamente lo que tú dijiste. Yo pienso que cuando también mucha gente me dice, Alan, ¿cómo hago esto? Like, I want to do YouTube, I want to do that. Pero la gente nomás se queda en el querer, en el que lo quiero hacer, pero nunca hace nada para hacerlo posible. And I feel like that's something that I tell everyone. I was like, yeah, like, stop saying que quieres hacerlo y ve y hazlo. Porque hay mucha gente que en verdad vive en el querer y pues ahí se quedan y su vida les pasa como tú dices, it passes by really quickly y ya cuando menos piensas, ya tienes como 50 años y ya ni puedes hacer ni vergas, ¿verdad? So, una preguntita que se me olvidó. You guys mentioned you guys started doing TikTok, doing the stripping vlogs or like stripping videos. Well, you guys, this is a curious thing because this is something I like to watch. There's una muchachita que pienso, ¿en dónde vive? No sé su nombre, pero la sigo. And she does a lot of like the, how much I got tonight. Did you guys do any of those videos? Y cuánto fue, ya por curiosidad, si quieren decir, ¿cuánto fue lo más que hicieron como en una semana o en una noche?
En la semana no sé.
Yeah, because that's difficult to...
Uh-huh. We also don't have the best money management in that time because we were so young que lo gastamos todo. Pero en la noche, that I can remember, I think around $4,000 or $5,000 in one night.
Mine in the same, como four.
$5,000? ¿Qué estoy haciendo aquí, amigas? $5,000 in one night. Con una persona con diferentes.
Con diferentes.
That is crazy. So, obviamente, ustedes como habían mencionado que very young empezaron a ganar mucho dinero. That is crazy, but that is so cool to like... grasp your imagínate, güey.
It's dangerous too, though. Yeah. A young girl with money
can do a lot of things.
Was it ever like scary for you guys, like in the sense of like, güey, tengo tanto dinero, ¿qué hago? ¿Dónde me lo gasto?
Lo gastamos. And the next day we would go and buy designer bags. Que ahora ya no compramos nada de esas
We're
cosas.
We're really different now.
Ya no queremos comprar nada de designer, que nada show off, nada.
Y puro el arroz, chingos los
malabares. We're like, we
need to downgrade everything. Like, we just want to live a simple life. Ya lo sacamos de nuestro sistema de estar gastando y todo eso.
I think that's very normal, though, porque yo también yo me acuerdo cuando yo empecé a hacer las redes sociales, pues obviamente cuando uno crece sin nada, cuando uno crece sin teniendo un 5 y les empieza a llegar unas grandes cantidades out of nowhere, pues obviamente uno quiere gastar lo que no pudo de chiquito. Pero yo también, I went through a phase, yo me acuerdo que todavía tengo bolsas, güey, que de 4 años que ni he estrenado. Yeah, todavía tiene la etiqueta, todavía tiene los stickers, because nomás las compraba just to prove to myself, ay, ahora sí puedo, güey. But like, como que esa etapa se te va.
Se va.
And you're like, güey, like, qué chingado, no le voy a sacar provecho a la pinche bolsa, mejor prefiero gastarme ese dinero en otra cosa que en verdad sí saca provecho. So ya para irnos, what do you guys see yourself doing in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years... probably build up our podcast real big. That's our main thing that we're working on together right now. Mm-hmm. Keep building all of our socials, be consistent on YouTube, buy a house, take care of my family, and take care of my mental health. I think that sometimes when you're in social media and you're around all these people and doing all these things, you forget up here, la mente, a veces ocupa de mi psicóloga. I need a good psicólogo porque muchas cosas pasan and I've gone through a lot of things in my childhood. And so I think just keeping my mental sanity while also pursuing everything else that I want to do and helping others. Yeah. I think helping others at the end of the day is our main goal. Mm-hmm. I think between us, we love to help other people. And I think that that's all I want to do when I, in the future, any near future, just ayudar my family. And after my family is good, other people.
A ver, tú, Jason, ¿qué te miras haciendo en los próximos cinco años?
Also, like, really good point.
We literally have the same brains.
Bitch, we think alike. Just ask one of us.
I did the same thing. You know, like, we came from, like, we have a similar upbringing, so no vinimos con dinero. So, you know, we always have to have the same energy of feeling like the breadwinners for our family, even though we're girls. And girls usually don't have that. But we've always had that. And I think that's part of the hustle. So I think just buying a house for me, my family, and then making our content too, like, not so superficial to show people, like, you know, you can be funny, puede ser cosas, puede estar bonita, cuerpo, whatever.
And you don't have to be perfect.
Pero también ser humilde. Hay otras cualidades que you can show people. I think that's our main things. And then our podcast too, we like to do it to help the girls, you know, to know that, like, we all go through the same thing. You know, todas somos mujeres y damos bien. It's okay to have imperfections and make mistakes.
So ahorita que estamos aquí antes de irnos, what's your podcast about?
Our podcast is called True Talk, the podcast on YouTube, TikTok, everywhere. And we talk about just being a girl and dealing with men. We say all of our stories in detail about our boyfriends and all the men we've dealt with, our childhoods. We just go into detail more about our lives and we just try to tell people. We always say we don't give advice. Porque mucha gente puede decir, well, you said this and you said this, you said that. No, no damos advice, nomás decimos nuestras historias y ellas.
Opiniones.
Lo que ustedes quieran pensar, pero we just kind of say our story and we like to share what we've been through because we've been through a lot in between us, our childhood and creciendo pues con, no con mucho dinero, you know. So we talk about all that.
So ya como escucharon, amigas, go ahead and subscribe and keep up with True Talk, the podcast, para que si se quedaron con una duda, amigas, que las quieren conocer un poquito más, pues allá se me las pueden conocer más. Porque en verdad, yo sí voy a ir, me voy a apuntar y voy a estar viendo todos los videos porque me quedé con muchas preguntas y como mucho como de que wow, like, quiero saber más de ustedes, quiero saber su vida, sus historias. But with that being said, you guys, aquí es todo lo que les tenemos para el día de hoy. Si no las han seguido, por favor, síganlas. I'm going to go ahead and leave other social medias as well as their podcast link down below and on the screen. Y también no se les olvide seguirme a mí para que no se pierdan any future episode. And with that being said, thank you girls for being here. And thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.